From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Senate today approved a hotly debated bill banning an abortion procedure performed after the first trimester of pregnancy. Critics call the procedure partial birth abortion. Doctors call it intact dilation and extraction. Congressional proponents, who've tried for 8 years to impose the ban, were thwarted twice by vetoes from President Clinton. But they're confident that with George Bush in the White House, their bill will soon become law. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Of the 64 senators who approved the abortion-related bill, one quarter were Democrats. Just three Republicans were among the 33 who voted against it. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum, the bill's chief sponsor, declared after the vote that never before had so many senators voted to ban the procedure he called partial birth abortion.
This is something that's not good for our country. It's not good for the soul of America. And it's nice to see that the United States Senate, when it sees evil, will do something to stop evil.
Mindful of a similar ban enacted in Nebraska that was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, the bill's sponsors said they were careful to define what they mean by partial birth abortion. Santorum acknowledged the court had also objected to the Nebraska bill because it made no exception in a case where a woman's health was in danger. The bill the Senate approved today also lacks such a health exception, but Santorum said there are 15 pages in the bill that explain why.
We presented in the legislation a factual stipulation that this is never medically necessary. And courts have been deferential to findings by the Congress in previous cases. We didn't do that in the other legislation. We've done it here.
No companion bill has yet been introduced in this House session, but Ohio Congressman Steve Chabot, who chairs the Constitution Subcommittee, says he plans to move such a bill soon.
With this Senate vote, I'm more confident than ever that we will soon reach the day when the president can sign a ban on partial birth abortion, relegating this horrific procedure to a sad chapter in our nation's history.
The president today said he is eager to sign the bill into law, but opponents of the ban say they plan to challenge it in court, and it's expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Douglas Kamek, who's the dean of the law school at Catholic University, says the lack of a health exception in the ban will likely be closely scrutinized by the court.
But on that one, I think there's at least a 50-50 chance that Congress could prevail. The one unknown factor is which Supreme Court. There are a great many rumors that the composition of the court will change, and if the composition of the court does change, then, of course, the ability to predict an outcome goes down even greater.
How much this ban might reduce the estimated 1 million abortions performed each year in the U.S. is not known. Even bill sponsor Santorum says he's not sure it will stop a single abortion. New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton says there will likely be a stay on the ban's enforcement while court challenges proceed. Still, Clinton says the Senate's approval today of that ban is worrisome.
Clearly, the administration and my colleagues on the other side of the aisle see this as an opportunity to begin to eliminate Roe v. Wade and the possibility of safe, legal, and rare abortions in this country. And many young women don't seem to understand that this is not an option that they can take for granted.
Senate Democrats have chided their Republican colleagues for spending days this week on abortion, while war looms and the economy seems paralyzed with uncertainty. But the GOP's victory today and the near certainty that the ban will become law showcase the power of controlling both chambers of Congress and the White House at once. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.